Today, I'm diving deep into the signs of a struggling relationship and challenging myself to identify if my own love life is on life support. 1. Lack of communication. Recognizing when your relationship is on life support is crucial for any couple. It's that delicate moment when things start to unravel and you're left wondering if it's worth fighting for. Lack of communication is a common sign that your relationship may be struggling. When the conversations start to dry up and you find yourselves avoiding deep talks, that's when you know something's amiss. You start to feel like you're living with a stranger rather than a significant other. Intimacy issues creep in, and the physical connection starts to fade away. Constant arguments become the norm, and you're stuck in a vicious cycle of blame and resentment. You begin to fill the silence with distractions like work and anything to avoid addressing the real issues. Slowly, you find comfort in solitude rather than in each other's company. The distance grows, and the feelings of isolation within the relationship deepens. Welcome back to the channel. Please like, subscribe, and share for more content. 2. Arguments. The arguments start to feel more like a routine than a passionate discussion. You begin to question whether you're still on the same page or have grown apart. It's exhausting, and the love and respect start to dwindle. You start to wonder if you're going through the motions or if there's still a spark left. The fights become more about winning than understanding each other's perspectives. Sometimes the arguments are about trivial matters, masking deeper unresolved issues. You both start to tread carefully, avoiding topics that might ignite yet another conflict. Emotional exhaustion takes its toll, and you feel more like adversaries than significant others. 3. When did we stop? When did we stop being our authentic selves around each other? When did we stop laughing together and sharing our deepest fears and desires? And the distance feels like an insurmountable challenge. You start to question whether you're still in love or just holding on to what could have been. Moments that once brought you joy now feels forced, and genuine connections feels like a distant memory. The laughter that once filled your home is replaced by heavy, uncomfortable silence. You start to reminisce, wondering if you'll ever return to that place again. 4. External stressors. External stressors like work, family, or financial pressure can weigh heavily on your relationship. Individual insecurities can creep in, making you feel unheard, unseen, or unappreciated. Unresolved conflicts can simmer beneath the surface, waiting to boil over at any moment. It's a toxic cocktail that can be deadly to any relationship. These pressures can become a breeding ground for resentment if not addressed. Blaming each other for external problems is easy, further straining the relationship. Without a united front, the relationship can crumble under the weight of these external pressures. 5. The wake-up call. Sometimes, realizing how far we have drifted apart takes a wake-up call. For me, it was when I caught myself feeling more like roommates than partners. We'd lost the spark, that excitement, that sense of adventure we have once shared. That sense of adventure we once shared. It was hard to swallow, but it forced me to step back and reassess if I was truly happy in my relationship. This realization can be painful but necessary for growth. It's a moment that forces you to either work to reignite the connection or acknowledge that it might be time to let go. The journey from this point can lead to either healing or parting ways. Story time. I've spoken to many couples who've reached that breaking point. They have shared stories of how they fought to rekindle the flame or decided to let go of the relationship altogether. I had such a relationship in my younger days that ended in divorce. One story that stands out is about a couple who nearly lost each other due to infidelity. They fought hard to rebuild trust, which took months of therapy and honest conversation. Today, they're stronger than ever, and their love is more resilient. These stories are powerful reminders of the resilience that love can have. Another couple shared how they implemented weekly check-ins to address issues before they escalated. Their relationship now thrives on open communication and mutual respect. In another story, the couple realized they'd grown apart and it was time to let go. It was a tough decision, but they both agreed it was better to release each other from the toxic cycle they'd created. It wasn't easy, but it was necessary for their personal growth. The decision to part ways allowed them to focus on their well-being. They found peace knowing that letting go was an act of love for themselves. Each story, whether of reconciliation or amicable separation, carries valuable lessons. What have we learned? So, what's the takeaway from today's video? We've learned that recognizing the signs of a struggling relationship is crucial. It's not about pointing fingers or assigning blame. It's about being honest with yourself and your significant other. Take the time to identify the root causes of your issues and work together to find a solution. Remember, every relationship is a journey that requires effort from both sides. Embrace the growth and healing process, and don't be afraid to seek help when needed. By being proactive and intentional, you can either mend your relationship or find a new path to happiness. Thanks for watching. If you've ever been in a relationship that's been on life support, I want to hear from you in the comments below. Please share your story and let's continue the conversation. Remember to like, share, and subscribe for more content on personal growth. Free Thinker, out.